year you were making the transition, right, from our quarterback to receiver. I mean, how difficult was that? And you're now 1 year beyond that. I mean, are you feeling more comfortable?
I definitely do. And making the transition was just something that it was like I knew I had to do it. And just the more I practiced it and the more I, you know, ran my routes and just did stuff by myself, the more comfortable I would become doing it. So I just tried to focus on that. And looking back last year, I could watch the film last year and be like, I would cringe looking at it now because it's like, dang, I feel so much different. I know that I've come a long way, but I still have really far to go, and I just want to just keep going and just keep getting better every day.
No, Greg Ward's in that same boat, right? Yeah. Learning that transition. Have you kind of been in his ear a little bit?
I've been trying to just, you know, just help Greg as much as I can, give him any knowledge that I can give him, or, you know, just help him in any way, you know, from both sides, in the perspective of the knowledge of the game as far as a quarterback and knowing how to read defenses and using that to your advantage. Because, you know, as a receiver, you got to be able to read on the fly and know how to adjust to, you know, certain defenses. And he could do that. He's a quarterback. He's done that before. And just using that in his tool belt and just having that, you know, having that available. And just he's super athletic. The kid is talented. He's gifted. You know, just using his athletic ability and just playing the game of football. That's all it is.
But then you have to catch the ball, too.
Yeah.
You can't forget about that part, right?
He's a natural pass catcher. He doesn't struggle catching the ball. He's a natural pass catcher. He has great hands. And
are you natural, too, or do you work extra on it?
I had to work on it more. I was a natural pass catcher because I'm used to having the ball every play, but certain angles you have to work on catching the ball more. And I feel like I have to keep working on it. It's not where I want it to be. It's not as fluid as I want it to be, but I'm still just keep working at it every day.
What was the route you put on Patrick Robinson to get so open during practice down the left side?
It was just like a little double move, just an in and go. It was just tried to just sell it as best as I could. That was it. Just give him a good shoulder and head fake and just take off. Just try to beat him to the ball. That was it.
Do you think that's something that you're much better at now than a year ago?
Yeah, you can ask any of the guys. You can ask Marcus, Byron, Paul, any of the guys that were here last year. I would have been struggling running that route last year, you know, because it took me time to, you know, learn to really be patient, to trust myself and not rush it, and just different things to get the DB to bite. So I feel like I've done a way better job this year compared to last year.
What is it like when you have the route set up like that, you know the ball's coming? What are those moments like right before the ball comes to you? Like, take me through what your mindset is like.
Just catch the ball. Just focus on the ball, catch the ball. That's the most important thing. The most important thing is just making a play. That's it. You don't want to get too excited because then you relax or you be over, you know, over anxious. Just focus on the route, finish the play, catch the ball, just keep moving.
Mike Quick, Eagles Hall of Fame wide receiver, play-by-play voice now with Merrill Reese. He said he thinks you're going to stick in this league. What's it like to have someone of that stature believe in you?
It's a blessing, man. Just I remember I met Mr. Quick last year after our Indianapolis Colts game, and I used to see him around, but yeah. I never introduced myself to him. And he pulled me aside, and he just talked to me, got in my ear, and I remember those words to this day. And he was just telling me just keep doing what I'm doing, keep working, and he could see, you know, the talent and ability was there, but just keep refining the skills. And I took that, and every time I see him, I always, you know, speak to him, Harold, you know, any of the older guys. But it's a blessing to have those guys, you know, just believe in me and just see, you know, that I can play this game, because it's a confidence thing at the end of the day. Because, you know, making that transition, it was more of a, man, do I feel confident in my ability? Or I know I can play, but it's just like, I got to catch up, I got to do this, I got to do that. But at the end of the day, if you're confident and you have people that believe in you, that just gives me more confidence to say, like, hey, I'm here for a reason. I could do this, and I'm going to do this. So.
David, was there a moment when you had that confidence, when everything kind of, you know, the light went on for you, so to speak?
I would say during the season last year, after training camp and throughout the season, I was starting to build that confidence and starting to say, like, you know what, like, this isn't as hard as I thought it was going to be. You know what I'm saying? There's still stuff I need to work on, but
yeah,
it's not going to be that hard. And, you know what I'm saying, it's something that's very attainable. You know, I just got to put in the work and do the stuff to actually get there, but I know I can do it. So, and during that season last year, when I was here on the practice squad, I was like, you know what, I'm gonna make this happen no matter what.
Is it tough, though, because you're being asked to do so many things while on the practice squad? You're asked to be given the looks for the team during the week?
It's a challenge. I mean, anything in life that's worth having is gonna take some challenge, and you have to overcome some things. So I didn't look at it as like being tough or too much. It was just like, it's a challenge. It's only gonna make me better at the end of the day. I don't want to complain about it. You know what I'm saying? Because it's somebody else that would be dying to be in my position to have, you know, the place that I'm at right now. And you know, I'm not even where I want to be, but it's people that are scratching and clawing to stay on a practice squad somewhere. But you know, I don't never want to look at it as like too tough or too much. I just want to, you know, take it one day at a time and just keep playing.